Welcome to Hail Varsity Radio, the voice of Husker Nation. Insight, opinion, expertise, with the biggest and best names talking Nebraska across the state. Join the show on Twitter at Hail Varsity and at Schmitz underscore radio. Call in at 402-466-ESPN or 1-800-825-5865. Here's Chris Schmitz.
Welcome to it. It's Thursday. Hail Varsity Radio, Hail Varsity Magazine, HailVarsity.com, presented by the Nebraska Lottery. Chris Schmidt, Colton Stone producing. Got the salute right there. It was a friendly one. We are busy. We have a tremendous legend on deck coming up to talk about his involvement with the Lincoln Salt Dogs, the simultaneous first pitch. It is Legends Night Saturday at Haymarket Park. Mike Rozier, Eric Crouch with us yesterday, Dr. Tom Osborne, the legendary coach, and, of course, Johnny the Jet Rogers, all a part of it on Saturday night. Johnny Rogers will be with us in 15 minutes. We'll get his take on what he's doing at Haymarket. We get his take on Damone Pearson, and we get his take on Nebraska football 2017. And maybe we'll dig a great Devaney story out of him on the wayside. Plenty of college football to talk about. Apparently, there is a preview of Mayweather-McGregor going on between the Red Sox and the Tigers. Three times the benches have emptied as we speak. I will get more footage on that and then pretend play-by-play. Hour two, Gary Barnett will be with us, former Colorado and Northwestern head coach, college football analyst for Sports USA Radio and the Buff Network. Get his take on Nebraska. We'll get his thoughts, too, on some of the national teams and some of the Big Ten teams. What he thinks going to happen in 2017. Practice will wind down at some point in the 5 o'clock hour. And Greg Smith will be on it. We'll get his thoughts on practice and a recruiting update from Greg Smith of Hail Varsity. So we are loaded up. You're welcome to join us, as always, on Hail Varsity, 466-3776, 466-3776, 800-825-5865. Can tap the line, Shillingbridge, Cork, and Tap House. That's how you do it. On Twitter at Schmidt underscore radio or at Hail Varsity. Colton, what is your Twitter, my friend? I follow you, you follow me, but it's not able for me to spit out like Mark Skurs on Saturday.
Oh, my Twitter's going to be at @2birds_1stone.
Aha! Okay. That's good. So what you're going to find out today, not only follow Colton on Twitter, but you're going to find out the red shirts, maybe not. There are scholarships handed out to walk-ons. Kenny Wilhite, great Husker and part of the staff, tweeted that out. You'll know that before 6 o'clock tonight. Couple of guys that come to mind that are deserving. Cole Conrad, Fremont kid. He has played and played exceptionally well. He's going to be your center. Homeboy needs to be on scholarship. Ream Dog, Brian Reimers. Of course, I don't think I founded the fan club, but I'm in it. He is a tremendous big-bodied wideout, the pride of Lincoln East. I would hope he gets a serious sniff at that. And Damian Jackson, the man has been a SEAL. The man has served our country. Someone should pay for his freaking biology course. That's all I'm saying. That's it. Or maybe someone is paying for his biology course as being a military veteran. Maybe that's already taken care of. Maybe I should just shut up about it. But I'm saying if you're going to honor somebody who's stood for the country and been a SEAL, the guy should be going to school for free on top of getting to go to school for free because of the Army. It's all. And I said Army in association with the SEAL. That's probably Navy. So the military folks that watch Army Navy are ready to punch me. No disrespect meant. Speaking of disrespect, okay, this has been kind of a fun topic, and I want to get into it a bit. How much do just whacked stereotypes bother you as a Nebraska fan? Okay? And I'll remember it like as clear as the day is long, and this isn't just because Coach Barnett's coming on, but there were so many Buff fans that would, how's your sister? I mean, they were that way. Where's your overalls? I mean, Buff fan, Colorado fan. There was no more Coors Original because they drank it all 3 miles from the stadium. They just got in there on you, and more times than not, Nebraska would win by a couple, three touchdowns or be up by a couple, three touchdowns, and then it would get hairy late. But they did pretty well for a number of years against Colorado. The stereotypes, what I'm getting at. Fox Sports, FS1. So Fox National, FS1, of course, you know, Nebraska's going to be on there a ton, likely. They'll be on Fox for the Oregon game, FS1 for some Big Ten games. Fox and FS1 are throwing their hat into the college football ring well beyond just the Big Ten championship game or some of the Pac-12 Big Ten intersectional. Do I have a problem with Fox? No, they own majority share of the Big Ten network. I think that's phenomenal coverage. I think they have really good personalities and talent there. I think Gus Johnson's incredible. I think Joel Klatt's phenomenal. I think their people working college football, no college football. The college football show, be honest with you, I'm still weaning off of game day. It's just a habit. It's a staple. It's 20 years plus and going. Okay, it's an institution. I'm a sucker for Corso and the headgear. And so are many of you. Not that Fox's show or pregame show is bad, it's just not watched as much, okay? But now that they're going into, you know, full court press college football mode, they've put some promos together. I've got the audio of them. Jump on Twitter, jump on Facebook, just check them out if you haven't seen them. But you're getting a stereotype here about Nebraska. And it doesn't bother me because I'm not man enough to go work 12 hours on a farm or farm the land or work on a ranch. I would get my butt kicked and handed to me, and those who do it, I tip my cap to you and I say thank you. I spent 12 hours one day on my cousin's buffalo ranch. And there was combine work, so we just kind of rode along and listened to some tunes and fed the animals. Wasn't too much physical activity I was doing. I know I'm shocking everybody here. But the promo for Nebraska, let me just kind of paint this picture. It's a cornfield, and then you get to a clearing, and it's meant to be a positive. Nebraska's a tough, dominant football team. They will kill you. That's where they sacrifice you. You'll hear it here in a second. But it was too easy to go with a land filled with corn, go. Right? I mean, you could show the stadium. They did that with other programs. You know, for Wisconsin, is there some guy with 7 inches of cow crap on his shoes from milking? No. They didn't go the dairy route. Did they go crazy with Iowa? Iowa's is an awesome promo about their locker room. You'll hear it here in a second. But they could have gone, you know, farmer daughter. I mean, they could have gotten nuts. If they do one for Oklahoma, is it somebody with 7 teeth and a broken down truck parked on their front yard? I mean, think of the negative stereotypes. Let's talk Colorado. Is it some stoner hippie, you know, just kind of gazing at the stars on top of a mountain? Brah. No, they put some work into these, and this wasn't meant to disrespect Nebraska, and I'm not disrespecting the real element of Nebraska football, its culture, and how tough and blue-collar it makes you. I think it's awesome. That's what makes you a stand-up person. But it was too easy for Fox to say, do we just go corn shoot here? That's it. They didn't put any work into it. They could have showed the rail yard. They could have showed Omaha. They could have showed Innovation Campus. They could have shown, what do you know about Nebraska? Tunnel walk? Perhaps? black shirts, maybe. Three Heisman winners. I mean, you pick something that there's like urban legend about. Ohio State, why don't they have any decals on their helmet? Because they have the Buckeye they stick on their helmet, right? They stick the Buckeye after a big play. And then it just stays there the rest of the year. So as a fan, one of those Buckeyes on the Buckeye helmet is what they did against your team. Iowa, pink locker room. It's not intimidating, but it's disrespect. And Wisconsin, again, what do they go with? They go with jump around. Easily could have gone with tunnel walk for Nebraska or the black shirt tradition that dates back to the 50s. Or hell, I don't know. There's a sellout going on since 1962. They could have done better than 12 guys lost in a cornfield ready to human sacrifice. Your team. Here is that Nebraska promo.
When you're lost in a cornfield, everything looks the same.
Implication is that's all that's
miles
there.
And miles and miles. Until finally, you come upon a circle of empty ground. And for a second, you feel relief. Until you realize, this is where the sacrifices are made.
All right, thank you. The balloons went up. Listen, there is so much more than that promo. And if I'm Nebraska football staff, what have they done? They have gone full court press here on there is no place like Nebraska. They have California West Coast kids on camera talking about all there is to do. Because despite the kids they've won over, the Lamar Jacksons, the Keyshawn Johnson Juniors, the Tristan Jebbias, the Tyjon Lindsays, despite I've already won those kids over to do unofficial visits. Yeah, it's just not a freaking field of corn. They still got to fight that battle, and they're in overdrive to showcase the rail yard, the Haymarket, the university, the eastern side of the state, the western part of the state. I mean, the whole community. But they're still just fighting tooth and nail to change that perception. This doesn't help them. It creates more work. Let's hear the Ohio State one. What's cool about these promos? Any House of Cards fans? And Colton disappoints me greatly. Huh? No. Okay. You know, Frank Underwood, Kevin Spacey. Well, his chief of staff or hitman or murderer. And if I've spoiler alerted you, I'm sorry. But Stamper's the one voice in these. The bald little creepy guy. That's his voice on these. But here's the Ohio State. And there's just a crazed pic of Urban Meyer standing when they're showing these. I mean, he's watching torture and liking it. That's the look in his eyes on this thing.
Why doesn't Ohio State put a logo on their helmets? Because they'd rather cover it with your misery. Block by block. Hit by hit. Score by score. Football is art, and the helmet is their canvas. I'll tell you why Ohio State doesn't put a logo on their helmets. Because it would get in the way of their masterpiece.
Thank you, Stamper. Iowa's is good. And again, check these out on social media. FS1, Fox, their promos for the Big Ten and their college football. They're neck deep in the old deep end of the pool. Yay, it's college football. Watch us on FS1 and Fox because many of you have not watched us before until it's baseball season or the NFL. But the Iowa one, I mean, it's got pink everywhere. It's pretty good.
Pink. The universal color of love, friendship, and harmony. But here, you don't feel any of that. You feel docile, sad, weak, and pathetic. This isn't love. It's disrespect. And that's the point. They're in your head, and you're not even out of the tunnel yet.
That was great. That was phenomenal. And again, the video to this is 10 times better. But it was so good. I mean, it shouldn't be Iowa's. It was so good. And then they do one on Wisconsin. I mean, Illinois was better, for God's sake. bunch of crazed folks stand in the middle of a cornfield ready to murder you. Thank you for that story. Here's Wisconsin. This is great.
You feel that? Feel the ground moving beneath your feet?
Thank you, Stamper.
It's because the ground is moving beneath your feet. You're in a real earthquake. One that registers 2 miles away on the Richter scale. The administration tried to stop it once. They were worried it would break the stadium. Instead, it just breaks your will.
That's good. No, it's not some guy squeezing a cow to get a, you know, a glass of vitamin D. It's Wisconsin. Yeah, well, we'll save Illinois for later. We'll let you wait for that one. It's pretty good. Just some food for thought. The stereotype of corn everywhere, haha, you can't see. Does it P.O. you? Or have you moved on? It's out there, it's a promo, whatever. You and I know there's more to Nebraska. And thank God for the rural backbone in this state, I mean it. But do better is my answer and my scream, Fox. Okay, legend. Who didn't grow up around corn? Johnny Rogers next on Hail Varsity.
He's in his 30s, but sounds like he was born with a stogie in one hand and a brew in the other.
Now, say my name.
It's Schmitty on Hail Varsity Radio.
I got the body of a taut preteen Swedish boy.
1 hour from now, we'll get a practice report, recruiting update. Hail Varsity's Greg Smith will be with us in hour two to start things off. Gary Barnett, former coach, Colorado and Northwestern. We welcome in a Husker legend, the first Heisman winner at the University of Nebraska, 2 national championships, and just one of the immortals in college football. He'll be a part of Husker Legends Night Saturday at Haymarket Park with the Salt Dogs. The Dogs host the Sioux City Explorers in a meet-and-greet autograph session and a chance to see a simultaneous first pitch with true Husker legends, Mike Rozier. You heard from Eric Crouch yesterday. Dr. Tom Osborne will be on hand. And Johnny the Jet Rogers joins us. He'll be part of Husker Legends Night at Haymarket Saturday. Johnny, thanks for a few minutes. It's been a while since we've talked. How are you, sir?
I'm doing just great. Just moving and grooving, trying to make my way through Omaha, Nebraska.
I love that. I tell you what, Johnny, it's going to be awesome for Nebraska fans to get to see you and meet you and also watch you throw out a simultaneous first pitch a little before the game at 6:45 on Saturday. Johnny, I got to ask you, man, how's Johnny Rogers as a baseball player? I know what you did as a return man, a runner, and a receiver, but how are you with the baseball?
Well, I was actually very good at baseball. Josh Gibson, Bob Gibson's older brother, actually coached he and I, and I played baseball in high school and ran track at the same time, and I was fortunate enough to get drafted to the Los Angeles Dodgers out of high school. I went and tried out for the team, and I really thought that I was going to play baseball before football because it was my first sport, but I ran into this fast-talking, real intelligent Irish guy named Bob Devaney, who made me an offer I couldn't refuse. He gave me a scholarship to play baseball at Nebraska and a scholarship to play football if I was to take the offer to not go to USC and to come to Nebraska, and I took the deal.
That is outstanding. So what was it about Coach Devaney that sold you, and were you pretty excited about being able to play both? When I think of two sports stars, I think of, you know, Brian Jordan back in the day with the Falcons. I obviously think of Bo Jackson, and I think of primetime Deion Sanders, but you could have done it before anybody, it sounds like.
Well, I did do it before anybody, and after my first year of playing, both as a sophomore playing varsity baseball and varsity football, I played varsity baseball as a freshman.
Okay.
And after playing varsity football as a sophomore in baseball, Coach Devaney said that they had called me in and said that if I were to give up baseball willingly, that I would be the first person they endorsed for the Heisman. So they wanted me to drop baseball and come out for spring football so I could get the ball more and to maybe possibly ensure that we were going to get our second national championship. And that deal worked out to our favor. And I also was able to win the Heisman Trophy.
Yeah.
Am I? other goal was I was trying to get $100,000 for somebody in the world, and we were able to work that out too.
Johnny Rogers with us. Johnny the Jet Rogers, Hail Varsity Radio. Legends Night going to be happening Saturday, August 26th at Haymarket Park. The Salt Dogs, go see these great Husker legends. Autograph session and souvenir night. SaltDogs.com/legends is where you go. You can log on, get your tickets. Mike Rozier, Michael Heisman going to be there. Eric Crouch was with us yesterday, and Crouch will be there. And, of course, Dr. Tom Osborne, the legendary and national championship-winning coach. And, of course, we're talking to Johnny Rogers right now. Johnny, your thoughts on this event as you're going to be able to throw out the first pitch at the same time with two other Heisman winners. You're in that special fraternity of being a Heisman winner, and then the ultra special fraternity of being a Nebraska Heisman winner. And also, you get to spend some time with Coach Osborne. How excited are you about this Saturday night?
Well, I'm really excited. I can't wait to throw out one of the first pitches to see which guy, me or Mike Rozier, Eric, has the best fastball throwing it in there, and see if we can knock somebody out of the stands. I'm really encouraged. I'll be glad to see Coach Osborne again, always. But I'm looking forward to see all my younger fans that come out from the grandparents and the parents. They're raising their kids to be good Husker fans, and so they'll probably be very anxious to get their baseballs signed and get pictures with the Heisman Trophy with Mike, Eric, and myself, and themselves will take family opportunities to take pictures. It's a pretty big deal when you can be a young kid and with your mom or your dad, and you can take a picture with the Heisman Trophy winner and get it signed. That's something that you'll have forever. And to push on the Husker legend that we have here in Nebraska, where most of our kids are their biggest dreams is to grow up one day and to be a Husker. And they're always going to be a Husker fan.
Souvenir Saturday, of course, that Husker Heisman autograph baseball giveaway sponsored by Creek Carrier. First 2,500 fans Saturday night. And Charlie was in studio Tuesday. Charlie Meyer, president of the Salt Dogs, and he held the ball up. And it's phenomenal. I mean, it's got the teammates' picture of Coach Osborne. It's got your picture. It's got Rozier's picture. It's got Crouch. I mean, it's an awesome, awesome baseball, that simultaneous first pitch. Now, Johnny, how is Coach Osborne's arm? How do you think he'll do?
Well, he'll probably be able to throw it off the rubber, but that's about as far as he can do it.
Wow. All right.
Coach is always in pretty good shape. He still works out pretty good. I'm sure he could actually get it to the plate. Coach Osborne is an athlete, and he keeps himself in pretty good condition. He's doing pretty good for his age, and I'm always encouraged to see him because he's always got something encouraging to say. He's a master of the game. We in Nebraska are really proud and should be thankful that we were able to have our careers linked up with Coach Tom Osborne because after following Devaney, that he stepped in those shoes big time and he made everybody in Nebraska proud and came up not just with two back-to-back national championships, but he was able to win a third one too, something that even Coach Devaney wasn't able to do.
Johnny Rogers, a couple more minutes with us, Hail Varsity Radio. Johnny, a thought on this year's Husker team. I don't know if you've had a chance to go check out practice or not, but I know you're around the program a ton. And what do you think of this year for Coach Riley and this group of Huskers? What excites you most?
Well, I guess our quarterback situation is something that's very encouraging. We're putting a lot on it. I hope we just have the line to back up the quarterback, because without a good line, it's always what's up front that counts. To be able to give a good quarterback an opportunity to take the time that he needs to read the defenses to get the right pass off. But I think that the Mike Riley is really a mix between Coach Osborne and Bob Devaney. And I really truly believe that our future is so bright that we got to wear shades.
I bet. DeMornay Pearson-L, one of my favorites. He was so good as a freshman. And, battled some injuries, had some moments last year, but didn't get a ton of room. It's his senior season. What do you foresee with DeMornay this senior year, and what do you think he can do as a return guy and a receiver?
Well, DeMornay got more moves than Allied Van Lines, more moves than Carter got peeled. He's one of the best catchers, the best runners. I'm really excited. I think he's really gotten healthy now. I think last year he wasn't just quite right up to 100%, a little tentative because of his injuries, and I think the coaches were actually holding him back. But this year we have to bring it. He's going to bring his best when it matters the most. And I really think he's going to be probably one of the best punt returns and kickoff guys in the country. And I'm looking forward to giving him the Jet Award trophy, again, as the best punt return and kickoff guy in America.
See, and that's something that you looked at what he did as a freshman and you thought he would have that hardware named after you someday before his career ended at Nebraska. Maybe he still can. With DeMornay, we've had him on the show a few times, and what have you two spent time talking about when you've connected? I mean, what are the conversations like?
Well, the conversations are built around no fair catch. You can't score if you fair catch. So we really want to take that extra chance and that extra step to be able to catch the ball and to be able to make his first move, to get that first move started. And that really depends a lot upon, just like we talk about the line for the quarterback, we need a lot of blocks for our return man, too, to make sure that he can get started. And I think if the return team is as passionate about scoring as he is, I think they're going to do great. I'm very encouraged by DeMornay, and I really do sincerely believe that he is one of the greatest punt returners that we have ever had at University of Nebraska. And I'm looking forward to him breaking not just the records in the country, but I'm sure he can break some of mine, too.
Johnny Rogers with us, Hail Varsity Radio. Legends Night at Haymarket Park Saturday as the Sioux City Explorers going to see your Salt Dogs. Mike Rozier, Johnny Rogers, Eric Crouch, Tom Osborne on hand. A meet and greet, an autograph signing, a giveaway going on. Also, the saltdogs.com/legends where you log on and get those tickets so you can go see Johnny the Jet, who's with us here on Hail Varsity Radio. Last thought, Johnny, and we'll do this again here as the season moves on, and thanks for your time. What is it about DeMornay that you admire most from his skill standpoint? What of those important traits, punt returner to punt returner, what does he have that you think is great?
Well, the most important thing for a punt returner is to be able to catch the ball. You know, I can't recall a time that DeMornay has dropped the ball.
Gotcha.
And you can't score if you're afraid to catch it. A lot of guys want to put up that hand because they want a fair catch because they're afraid to make that move. And you can hear the footsteps. But DeMornay is very focused, and he's going to catch the ball, and we don't have to worry about him catching it because you can't score a touchdown unless you got the ball in your hands. And he seems to be able to catch all of them. He has very good hands, very good sight. He has a very good instinctiveness to take that first step to break away. And once he gets going, he can see the open field. He's got great peripheral vision. And from time to time, you notice that he gets in what we call a zone, where he don't think about anything, you just react. And we've seen him come through on some of the times that we really needed the most. And this year is one of those times you need to really bring his best, because this is the time that we need it here in Nebraska the most.
Johnny Rogers with us. Johnny, we'll see you Saturday. Thanks for your time, and thanks for your time with Husker Legends Night at Haymarket on Saturday.
All right, we'll see you there. Until everybody, remember, every day is game day, y'all.
There he is, Johnny Rogers. Johnny Rogers with us, Hail Varsity Radio. Good insight on DeMornay. Loved hearing his thoughts on that because, I mean, Johnny's incredible at it. Was so good at it. And you think of that element with a football team, what Rogers did and the field position, and they had a great offense anyway, but a shorter field to work with. And then you think of Rocket Ishmael, what he did. I mean, and DeMornay looked like he was in that class as a freshman, and he was. As far as, man, think how great his career can be. Think what he did in the freshman year. Now, just turn him loose this year. Let him make things happen and give him room to do so. We'll get you updated on the scholarships that are awarded to the walk-ons. More thoughts on college football as we continue. Gary Barnett shortly. Big thanks to Johnny Rogers. Hail Varsity Radio continues.
And we're back.
Fellas, think we could listen to the radio?
On Hail Varsity Radio, presented by the Nebraska Lottery.
Yes! That's awesome!
Big thanks to the Jet, Johnny Rogers with us. Last segment, Gary Barnett, 25 minutes away. If you plan to go out and drink tonight, be sure to make a plan to get home safe. If not, make a plan anyway, because While your plans can change, one thing doesn't. You get caught drinking and driving, you'll face a DWI. It could cost you up to $12,000 in fines and fees and in jail time. And you're also required to install that interlock device to your vehicle. So if you're making plans tonight, you know the weekend kicks off a lot of times on Thursday. Please make sure you find a sober ride home before you go out. Remember, you drink, you drive, you lose. This message from the Nebraska Department of Transportation and Highway Safety Office. What we have for you, we have a Lincoln Racecourse gift card for $25. That's cue to call. You'll hear that shortly and give you your chance at that. We have soccer tickets still for Nebraska. Do we have any Salt Dog tickets? Colton's like, let me check on that thing. You've learned more and more about your producer and contributor every day. Colton Stone, I know you're a Northeast or a Millard North kid, and I always enjoyed watching those teams play at a high level. You have two bits of useful goodiness for us. One, you got to hold Johnny's Heisman, correct?
Yeah.
What happened? I mean, I heard this urban legend, legit, that people will have garage parties and TV and the setups. Instead of the Husker Den, they got a Husker garage party. Well, one time, Jill, back in the Cube Farm, that's where a lot of the radio folks hang out, and it's debauchery. It's hilarious. We're just crazy, messed up people, but we're good for one another. And she was like, yeah, I was at a garage party, and Johnny showed up with his Heisman. It was riding shotgun. I'm not kidding. So he showed up at a garage party. That's pretty cool. Johnny Rogers would do that, and he'd bring the Heisman. Someone asked him. He just didn't roll shotgun with
his
Heisman.
Right.
But I would. Who cares?
I'd bring it with me everywhere.
I would go everywhere with it. You, however, had a chance to see Johnny at your eighth grade practice.
Yeah. So
how long have you been out of high school? 2 years? 3 years?
I'm in my junior year, so okay. 3 years. So this is a while back. I don't know the setup. I don't know the backstory. We were told
this Petito's feeder program.
Nope, it was our own Pee Wee program through Kingswood up in Omaha.
Okay,
and so I don't know if our manager knew someone. I don't know if who knew someone whose uncle knew someone. Yeah,
right.
You know. But we got told one practice that we would have a special guest appearance, and everyone's in their pads. Everyone shows up to practice, and lo and behold, there's Johnny Rogers with his Heisman Trophy just out.
And you're what, 20, 21?
I'm 20 now. So 20. I was 13 going
on
14,
years
maybe.
Ago, did you know, just being a Nebraska kid, you know who Johnny was?
Yeah, yeah. So everyone, and my dad was one of the coaches, so everyone kind of knew. Everyone just kind of gawked over it. And
That's sweet. So you're at a Pee Wee football practice, and here comes the Heisman.
Yeah, and so
the Heisman winner.
And I'd have to dig into Facebook, but I do have a picture, I believe, still with him.
I'm not calling you a liar on radio.
Well, no, but I can show it to you.
That's
but
cool.
Yeah, so we have a team photo with him. Everyone got to touch the Heisman, hold the Heisman, and it's not as heavy as it looks. It's probably the best way to describe it. But it was surreal. It was you hear all the stories from your parents and your grandparents of what he did, and you see the highlights, and then to meet him and hold a trophy that 99.9% of the kids there will never sniff at.
No,
was amazing.
Other than the other Millard North kid named Eric Crouch.
Right, yeah. who didn't show up?
No.
But.
Oh. Well, he
no offense to Eric.
No, Eric was here yesterday. He was great. He's coaching though. I think he's coaching a youth program.
Yeah, he's somewhere. I think my stepdad's run into him maybe once or twice from afar.
You are so distraught with us already. You are looking to make a football team that would require practices, obviously, during this show window. Please explain.
So, not
the dream, lifelong dream fulfilled side of things.
I'll start when I was a kid. Yeah. No. Back in the spring, I had a buddy of mine that had tried out previously before me, and they're kind of private to an extent. You have to go ask. You have to go into the stadium and ask.
Explain what you're trying out for.
Football.
You're trying out to be a Nebraska football player.
That is correct.
On Saturday, after you're done with our show.
Right, yeah. Well, and
I'm that big an a-hole, I'm making you come do the show
first. And it was due to a scheduling conflict. It was actually supposed to be Sunday at 4.
Oh.
And they kind of short notice sent out to everybody, hey, it's 11:30 on Saturday, be there at 11. So this past spring I tried out, it was in March.
So you did do a spring, so how many times have you tried out?
This is going on two.
Okay.
So this is the second time. I tried out for tight end the previous time with one other guy. Thought about trying out for linebacker until someone asked, or until Will Height asked if anyone other than Damian was a linebacker, and I kind of looked him up and down and went, yeah, he's going to be a linebacker, not me. So
you're talking Jackson.
Right.
Yeah, the SEAL.
The Navy SEAL. I looked at him, I said, okay, so linebacker's probably not the spot for me, but...
Can you kick?
Not well.
Okay.
So a buddy of mine kind of sat down and we... You know, kind of bummed through what the injury lists have been, the decommits, that kind of stuff. And I believe in his favor, he's going to try out for DB. In my favor, I'm going to try out for receiver this time.
What did you play in high school? Because you played at Millard North.
I played.
Right?
I played a little bit because I got hurt my sophomore year.
Okay.
So freshman year, I played strong safety receiver, and at one point I was one of the quarterbacks.
You never threw, though, right?
No. Oh,
you were a quarterback. I think I did a game of yours on TV. Legit, like 4 or 5 years ago.
But, you know, my freshman year was fine, and then after that I actually fell out of love with football, but...
You had to do something else?
Yeah, so I had just played football so long that I kind of wanted to switch to baseball. That was the thing I started so late but blossomed into so fast. Got hurt in baseball. And then,
shoulder?
Knee, left knee. Then was just training to play my junior year because I missed football so much my sophomore year. Someone conned me into trying out for the soccer team. I made the junior varsity soccer team, and then 3 weeks later, I got hurt, and I thought it'd be a
so
great...
So you've jacked with injuries your whole high school career.
Yeah. So after sophomore year, I
probably derailed any... You're going to college, and when you interned with us a couple of years ago, Colton Stone's producing engineering, obviously, and contributing, but you interned a couple of years ago, and you rolled in with a Buffs sweatshirt sometime, but you looked like everywhere. I mean, you looked at a lot of different broadcast schools, Missouri, Northwestern... Colorado, you chose Nebraska. Nebraska kind of, you know, it's good for you. But so not only, like, are you good between the ears, but you had a chance pre-injuries. It sounds like you got hurt in soccer, got hurt in baseball, got hurt in football. You probably could be playing somewhere.
And I've talked to people, and I see these kids that, you know, get visits and, you know, commits and stuff. And no offense to them by any means, but I kind of look at them and I go, you know, this last tryout.
Trade you the old ligament.
Yeah, you know, some of these guys are kind of small. They're kind of, you know, they go to smaller schools.
Mm-hmm.
They visit maybe, you know, D1 AA or FCS, whatever you want to refer to it.
Like the North Dakota States.
Right.
That's pretty badass.
And that's fine. And I look at that and I, you know, I get kind of jealous because it's like, you know, I was bigger than them. If I could have put 3 years of solid varsity football in, I could have at least had built something.
Yeah.
And maybe
instead of spending 4 to 6 three times a week here.
Yeah.
At least you can talk about it.
Yeah. But you know, I got to do a lot of great things with football and all that kind of stuff. But
we'll continue this discussion here on Hail Varsity.
And now
back to Hail Varsity Radio.
Okay, we got off a clock there. Forgive me. I was straight up engrossed with this. Colton Stone, our producer and contributor, is trying out for the Husker team on Saturday as part of the walk-on. And we were talking, and like, oh.
A little carried away.
You got to go to break. So good for you. What were the first set of tryouts for you like in spring? And you got trying out as a receiver this year.
Right. So I tried out for tight end. When basically what it was is you do calisthenics, stretching, just that kind of stuff with the strength and conditioning. And then you do a 40 or you do your shuttle, unless you're a punter. You don't have to do either because they don't really care how fast your punter is. Mm-hmm. But
you better not.
Right.
10 of the two straight
tackle. Right. And I've always kind of defined myself as quick, not fast. So mm-hmm. I don't know what my 40 time was. I could have asked, but it wasn't great. I feel like my shuttle time was pretty good because it had always been kind of at an okay
lateral
spot. Right. And I guess my big difference now is then I weighed in at 228, but before that I was pushing 230, 232, mm-hmm. right around there. I'm about 213 to 215 right now. So I've shed about 15 pounds in 3, 4, 5 months.
Well, you're always like that, drinking so. That, you know, pumps you up, you know, stuff.
Right.
Good, man. I mean, I don't want you to go anywhere, but I do want you to go there. If it works out, that's awesome.
I'm really,
flat out cool.
I'm really excited, and Will Height sounds, I hate to phrase it to where, like, you know, you're going to get your hopes up, but the way he makes it sound is they're looking for bodies and they're looking for people.
Sure.
So if they have a few people that at least catch their eye with some potential.
Are you a guy that, you seem pretty much throwback old school where, yeah, I want to go obviously get a chance to play, but I want to make the team better?
Yeah. I would say just... contributing maybe the community, the culture.
Sure, and, sure.
You know, I'm not so much.
You're a Nebraska kid. I want to play for him.
Right, exactly. And it's not so much, you know, being a starter or anything like that, but getting my name on the back of a jersey, getting to suit up at home games for the next two years.
Growing up, you wanted to do it.
Yeah, whole life. So
that's awesome.
Hopefully it pans out this time.
Well, we'll get you primed up and ready. Kranek's, of course, going to want your autograph Saturday morning before we send you off. Proud parents, we've known you for a couple of years. There we go. We'll get you qualified right now. A 6-month online subscription for you to HaleVarsity.com. Caller 5 and caller 6 right now. Give Colton a ring, and when you do talk to him, wish him luck with his tryout as a walk-on for Nebraska football. Caller 5, caller 6 right now, 466-3776, 466-3776, 800-825-5865 with HaleVarsity.com. Tremendous insight with Jacob Padilla, Brandon Vogel, Greg Smith, of course. And you know what? The group is incredible, and Derek Peterson, I mean, just awesome stuff. And you want recruiting updates, you want inside info, you want breaking news, you want a message board community that loves Nebraska football, hey, make it happen now. Caller 5 and caller 6 right now, 466-3776, 466-3776, 1-800-825-5865. So get that in, caller 5, caller 6 now. Colton, we'll take you on, and we'll get you hooked up with a 6-month online subscription to HaleVarsity.com. We'll spend some more time with Colton on this next hour. Gary Barnett's 10 minutes away. Greg Smith will come to us from practice without violating any practice treaty rules, for sure, and get his thoughts on some recruiting. Greg's thoughts on recruiting coming up next hour. That is all in line here on a Thursday with Hale Varsity Radio. Caller 5, caller 6, 466-3776, 466-3776, 800-825-5865, a 6-month online subscription. Caller 5, caller 6 now with Hale Varsity, Hour 2, Gary Barnett next.
Welcome to Hale Varsity Radio, the voice of Husker Nation. Insight, opinion, expertise, with the biggest and best names talking Nebraska across the state. Join the show on Twitter at Hale Varsity and at Schmitz_radio. Call in at 402-466-ESPN or 1-800-825-5865. Here's Chris Schmitz.
Back to it, Hale Varsity Radio, presented by the Nebraska Lottery. College football is a week away with just a great opening weekend. Let's get caught up with longtime coach at Colorado and Northwestern, Sports USA Radio Network, and the Buff Radio Network, Gary Barnett, back with us. Coach, another year, you got to be smiling.
It's that time, and you know, for those of us like you and me, this is the best time of year. So I got a game on Saturday to watch, and there it goes every weekend after that, 3 or 4 a week.
What drove you nuts, and what did you love as camp came to a close?
It was a combination of not feeling like you have enough time left, and at the same time thinking that you can't wait to get there, and you wish you didn't have to put up with the next 3 or 4 days. So you go in one morning, you wake up in the morning and go, golly, I got a million things to do, and you go to bed at night going, God, I wish these 3 days would just fly by. So it was always that combination, and then for me it was always injuries. What are we going to have to do to keep everybody safe and get them to the first game and still get the work done? And you know, I don't know how I would have handled the 5 weeks of camp that these guys have all had to put up with this year. I mean, I would have come up with something interesting. I'd have called a bye week in between or something. But, man, that's a long time for everybody. And, you know, I hope it pays dividends, and I hope it works out. But, man, that is a long time to have to keep control and know where everybody is and go through all that time that you spend together. Just make it worthwhile. I think that'd be a real challenge.
Gary Barnett's with us. Coach, did you do anything to surprise your guys? And I ask that because Coach Riley got the team tickets to Kendrick Lamar, and I know you downloaded Kendrick's latest album. Did you do anything like that? Did you take the guys to a concert? Did you give them time off? Or was it, okay, it's go time, we're getting ready for another season?
Well, you know, I thought Kendrick Lamar was a game. I thought they were playing somewhere in Lincoln or Omaha or something. So I wasn't sure what that was. You know, we did bowling. We did a bunch of stuff like that. We took them to the pool. You know, we did as much of those things as we could. But at the same time, they're tired and they want time to themselves too. So it's a fine line, but the bowling was always fun. You know, we'd take the whole lanes and feed them there and have contests. And that was always fun. They enjoyed that. And then the big, belly flop contest at the pool. So
wow.
We did as much as that as we felt like we could.
Yeah, the belly flop thing, I got a visual there with some of your O linemen and D linemen,
yeah.
And I assume coaches stayed out of it?
No, we always had a few guys that jump into it. So, you know, any time that you can put the coaches down on their level, they enjoy it. So they like seeing that stuff. They love bowling against you. So it was, you know, anything to lighten it up a little bit.
I like it. Gary Barnett is with us, Hale Varsity Radio. Coach, as you look at this season, I wanted to throw this out at you, and you were adamant about Colorado being really good last year, and that is not a surprise because you know the program extremely well, and you do the radio network for the Buffs, but you told me a year ago, watch out for Colorado, and I kind of said, well, sure, he's going to say that, but you're right. I mean, South Division champs, I think the Alamo or Holiday, I forget which one, but a major bowl and a bowl for the first time since forever. Who's this year's Colorado in college football? Is there one?
Well, I'm not sure who's going to come up from the very bottom. You know, you had, Missouri is a possibility, I think, because on offense, they really got a lot of guys back.
Mm-hmm.
They play Auburn. They don't play Alabama. They don't play LSU, so they catch a break there in that schedule. The team that I really liked, I think, that is somewhat underrated is Oklahoma State, but that's not a team that's going to surprise a lot of people, surprise most, but not everybody, not like Colorado did last year. And then after that, I'm not sure who it's going to be. I don't see anybody in the Pac-12 making that kind of a move.
Okay.
And in the SEC, and I don't know if you can make a move like that. You know, the Big 12, I think that the obvious one is Oklahoma State. Like I said, Kansas State's going to always be in there. But those are teams that have always been, you know, somewhat in the upper echelon of the, at least their conferences. So, you know, unless it comes out of the ACC, somebody that you know, maybe like Louisville did last year, but Other than that, I don't see anybody that I think that's immediately going to jump out and be that good.
Louisville was just incredible, and what they did to Florida State early in the year, then they kind of faded. Wasn't, you know, or Louisville's a better team than they finished. I look at Penn State. I mean, they came out of nowhere. They had the special teams heroics. They beat Ohio State. They stayed hot. They could have beat SC. They still finished 10-3, and they were dynamic, and that was a first-year starting quarterback with McSorley, and I mean they were really good. Do you think Penn State can handle the expectation, Coach? How do you deal with that as a team that kind of comes out of nowhere and is good, but now you're expected to be at that level of follow-up year?
Well, it's tough, Chris. It really is. And I do think they can. I mean, Penn State, of all the places that could have survived a scandal the way they did it, you know, such tradition and blue-collar mentality in the state, they're one of the, and so much allegiance out there. I said all along, if anybody can survive this thing, most people would be 10 years in the hole. But Penn State, because of who they are and who they've been and everything about them, was going to survive it, and they did. And I think they can come back. But it's hard because there is an element of fairy dust that first year that it happens.
Yeah.
And you can't explain it. It's just because karma, and it's supposed to happen, and the forces are with you and all that sort of stuff. The second year, the forces move on to somebody else. So, you're on your own, but there's enough players there, I think, to make it happen. And but it's hard, and I know when we did it at Northwestern, well, and really at Colorado, 2002 in Colorado, and then 96 at Northwestern, we suffered a loss in both those years that could have set us back, and it was because of the maturity of the players that we had and the leadership that got us through it. So if it's going to happen, it's going to happen because of leadership, and more than likely trying to do it the second year, they'll suffer a loss that looks like it's going to destroy them. But if they have the kind of leadership, which it looks like they do, then they can bounce back.
What about Wisconsin? Their schedule isn't as hairy as it has been in past years. They travel to Lincoln. I think they also go to Iowa City, so those aren't easy trips, but I think Michigan visits them, and I'm not sure what I think of Hornibrook. I mean, he split time last year, but I think he's pretty poised and has some talent. Talked to Coach Alvarez this week. He loves their O-line. Sitchi, losing him was not a good thing, but they just kind of grow linebackers for their 3-4. Could they be unbeaten and go to a Big Ten championship game? Could Wisconsin have that type of year?
Yeah, I think they probably could. Will they? I don't know. You know, the team Wisconsin's got to beat is Northwestern. That's who's had their number for years. And
yeah.
And so I'm not sure where that game is, but I know that I think they can, and they do have the luck of the draw with the schedule a little bit. But yeah, I think there's a couple teams, you know, in the other than Ohio State that have that shot, and I think Wisconsin's one of them.
Nebraska. Let's spend a minute on Nebraska. What's your expectations for Nebraska when you look at the quarterback, the setup, the system, and the defensive shift, the whole ball of wax here? I mean, Vegas has said 6-6. Some have said, look, you've got one of the best pro prospects available, so maybe you're there. There's some people buying stock. There's some people holding. There's some people selling. What would you do this year for Nebraska?
Well, I think they're a 7 or 8 win team. I go the over on that, and I know I saw the same thing you did or everybody else has with what Vegas said. But you know, I just have too much faith in the Nebraska program and Mike Riley and its tradition to say it's a 6-6 team in his third year running the program. So but the year that usually pops for everybody is the fourth.
Okay.
So, you know, it could be a 7-win season. I hope more than 6 for Mike's case, but I think that you got to look at the year after that, and that's when things usually happen.
How difficult or understanding were you with staff as that big game approached, and everyone's a big one until you lose it. I get that. But when Nebraska came in for you, or at Northwestern, it was a monster deal to take down. I think in your 96 season, you beat a Wisconsin, or did you beat an Ohio State? You beat somebody ranked super high. And I think you also started off 95, didn't you, get Notre Dame on the road? I mean,
so you
had some big-time wins. But if it's one of those years where you're like a field goal away and it just doesn't happen, how much did that eat at you? Or were you, okay, look, we came within three of a number two team in the country at home. Did you feel like you had to win all your home games?
Well, you know, it goes one week at a time, and you if you let yourself trip over something behind you, shame on you.
Sure.
So you just pick yourself up and you go to the next one. Now, and the only time you say, well, we could have, would have, should have, is during recruiting, when you're in Spike's house and say, we had Nebraska, but we they got a field goal on us, we lost by three, but we were right there, our field goal went wide, blah, blah, blah. So, you know, you don't deal with it. You just put it behind you and go. And if you trip over something behind, it's your fault, and you can't let your staff do that. You've got to maintain full speed ahead, and ahead meaning the next thing, the next play, the next game, next season.
Okay. Gary Barnett, a couple more minutes with us, Hale Varsity Radio, talking college football 2017 as the season is here. Coach, we'll get to your schedule here in a bit, but the high-profile teams, the popular playoff picks going into this, you have Bama. Of course, you have Ohio State. Maybe a Penn State is in there. That'll be a tough haul for Penn State with their road schedule this year. You have Washington or USC, and then Oklahoma's popular too. Florida State looks real good. People think Clemson could be dynamite again. If you're picking your four playoff teams now, who are they?
Well, I think I'd say Alabama, Ohio State. I think Florida State will be in there, and either USC or Washington. I think Washington in that situation. Those are the four that I would pick right now.
Okay, and those two wouldn't meet till the Pac-12 championship. What do you think of not just only Bama's situation with Florida State to start out the year, but do you think Bama is likely to get tripped up before Auburn, or do you think they're just head and shoulders that much better? And
Nick's teams very seldom just absolutely clobber everybody. And
sure.
So, you know, they get some weaknesses that get exposed along the way, and everybody is going to give them their very best shot as they go. And so I don't know whether, you know, the Auburn game will be huge, and I think Auburn's going to be really good. You know, that's going to be a top 10 team, probably top 11 team by the time they're playing Alabama. I think it's unique that either one of the teams that lose this opening game more than likely will still be in it, and that there could be a replay there. And I know they've talked about, you know, people have talked about that. But, you know, Alabama, Nick's process doesn't allow you to trip up too many times. You got to sort of get lucky. You very seldom are they going to make the mistake. But that being said, you know, he's still reloading. He's still putting a lot of new players in there, and everybody just assumes that their first-round draft choices that are coming in to take the place of the other first-round draft choices that left. And sometimes they don't fit. Sometimes it doesn't work. So, you know, I think it's too early to call that one, as far as I was concerned.
No, we'll run it down next week. Coach Herman in Texas, what does he do in year one? What do you think?
I think Tom probably wins 9 games, and I don't think he gets in the championship game.
Okay.
So,
is that going to be just a monster fit? Do you think it'll work out well?
I don't know why it can't. I mean, I don't see any downside for Tom, and I don't see any downside for Texas, so I think it probably is. Yeah, especially spending 2 years in Houston, you know, and getting to know everything about the state and creating a good reputation there. I think that's a huge, great move for everybody.
Gary Barnett with us, Hale Varsity Radio. Coach, we'll run you down next week as the season gets going, but how's your schedule look? Tell us about where you're going to be heard.
I'm going to be on, the CU broadcast for our 11-game schedule. And then the bye week, I've got at Ohio State on the 18th of November. Ooh. And then I do a bowl game for Sports USA. I usually do the Vegas Bowl. So then we'll see how Colorado ends up and see if we can get back to a bowl here. And I think they got a chance to do that. So, you know, it's bang, 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 bang every week.
Well, nice pick of that Michigan-Ohio State game. Well done there. Gary Barnett with us. Coach, hey, enjoy your weekend, and thanks for a few minutes today.
You got it, Chris. Talk to you later.
Barney, we love him. Good stuff. Sauter Heyman, we love Rick, too. Sauter Heyman's Nebraska's exclusive dealer. Pure-grown diamonds. What am I telling you about with pure-grown diamonds? They're grown in a lab instead of mined from the earth. They're sustainable. They're beautiful. They're 10 to 40% less than traditional earth-mined diamonds. And they're some of the best sellers in Sauter Heyman history. 12th and O downtown Lincoln. South Point Pavilion, Lincoln, or out west in Grand Island. SauterHeyman.com. See Rick and your friends at Sauter Heyman today.
Miss us?
Come here, brother. Give me a hug. Bring it in for the real thing.
We're on call for you. Catch the podcast at HailVarsity.com, the ESPN Lincoln app, or download them on iTunes.
Saddle up, partner.
Back to Hail Varsity Radio.
Good stuff on the old Hail Varsity message board. We started off the show not anti-rural, but put some more effort into your promo, Fox, was kind of the scream. The guy that has effort all the time, especially on the recruiting trail, is Mr. Greg Smith of HailVarsity.com and magazine, at Greg Smith HV. Greggers, are you in a secure location to say what's up?
I am in a secure location. I am in the shadow of Memorial Stadium right now, outside of Hawks Championship Center.
Great. And you're not reporting a practice or anything like that because it is closed. We're here to talk recruiting, correct? I'm just getting it on the record,
yeah,
on the air.
Let's put that out there before somebody from the athletic department makes a call. I'm in my car in the parking lot.
There we go. I like it. Greg Smith is here to talk recruiting for HailVarsity.com and magazine on the show, not report what's going on. Let me tell you this. You know what I learned today?
What's that?
Colton Stone. I mean, he's the guy that would be, the center on the Hail Varsity team. Him and Babbers would rotate. But he is trying out Saturday as a walk-on.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Hey, well, before we get too far into this, good luck with that. Keep your head on a swivel.
Okay. There we go. That's advice from Mr. Greg. And Colton puts the Colton brings me my vodka every day, but Colton put his thumb up and said, absolutely. So what's new with you, Greg? How's the world of recruiting this week for Nebraska? What's going on as far as you can tell?
You know, somewhat quiet this week, as I think next week business will really pick up as you start to see a little bit more official visits start to get locked in. But there hasn't been a lot of new news. It looks like there is a running back that's an LSU commit. The name is escaping me. I apologize.
No, you're fine.
I tweeted it out earlier. Thank you. Chris Curry, out of LSU commit right now. Out of Florida, that will be on campus for the game on the 15th. Looks like Reggie Davis did a nice job of kind of sneakily tweeting that out. So it looks like maybe a new running back or two on the board for the Huskers. But also, it looked like it was Reggie Davis Day on the old Twitter machine, because he tweeted out a very sneaky picture of him pledging the Heisman Trophy, or one of them, which is a nice subliminal message to TJ Pledger, four-star running back out of IMG Academy, that's at the top of everyone's Husker wish list for 2018.
Greg Smith joining us here, HailVarsity.com and magazine, at Greg Smith HV on Twitter. Greg is down there to no doubt cover practice, along with Dr. Petey, Derek Peterson, Brandon Vogel, Jacob Padilla. So the Hail Varsity troops out in full force. We are not reporting practice. I'm just going to say this every is a reset. Instead of just Greg Smith, Greg Smith with us, but not reporting practice. And I mean that sincerely, because we aren't rule breakers. Okay, you did a story on Conrad. And is he a guy that you think gets a scholarship awarded to him? Because that should come out here in about an hour. Who are some of the kids that get the scholarships awarded, the walk-ons that are now scholarship guys?
Yeah, I think that he'll be one of them. And I think you have to do it for the kids that are going to either be starters or, like, big-time contributors this
right.
year. Reimers, Tyler Hoppus should be on there. I think Austin Rose was on.
I like Rose a lot.
Yeah, for last spring. I do, too. It's always been a kid that I wish could find a way to get a little bit more opportunity to show what he can do, because it feels like every time you see him, he's playing pretty well. So I'd like to see him get an opportunity, but I think he'll stay on. So yeah, and then I think Connor Ketter Also is another guy to look out for. I'm looking probably at about six guys that, are, that later on to be announced that will be on scholarship for Nebraska.
All right, four-star wide out of New Orleans, Lawrence Keys. What's your take on him? Nebraska made his top six.
Yeah, I think on this one here, it's about 5'11", 170, speedy wide receiver out of New Orleans. Has Nebraska in his top six, like you said. It feels like Notre Dame and LSU are out in front on this one. Nebraska probably has him a little bit further down on the board than some of the other guys that you've heard more about, you know, whether it's a couple of the committed guys like Brian Hightower or Mark Pope, or if it's Cameron Babb out of CBC in St. Louis, Jalen Hall out of California, Long Beach, or Isaiah Crocker out of Sacramento. I think all of those, Chase Cota from Oregon, I think all of those guys rate a little higher than him at this point. But it's definitely an interesting name to keep an eye on as somebody that will probably visit when we get to the season. But I would say that he's a little bit further down on the board than some of the guys I just mentioned.
Got a Micah Parsons update?
Not a real update, more so that he now remember the last update we had was that it feels like he seems like he's locked in his official visit for the Wisconsin game. The only slight wrinkle in that is that that may be the day that he ends up taking the SAT, which is not actually the worst thing in the world, because that would mean that he would get to Lincoln later Saturday. So if they're assuming it's a night game against Wisconsin, he gets here like late afternoon, early evening, but he can stay the extra day and maybe get some extra attention on that Monday. So that actually might not be the worst thing in the world if he comes in a little bit later on Saturday. But he's still very pro-Nebraska on social media. I know you can't read everything into the social media tea leaves, but I would also say that it can't hurt that he's very pro-Nebraska on social media either.
Greg Smith, a couple more minutes with us. HaleVarsity.com and magazine at GregSmithHV on Twitter. Greg, if the door's open and it's time to cover the practice, you politely say, shut up, Schmidt, I'm out of here, and just hang up, okay?
All right, I got you.
Okay, TV, though, man. ESPNU is going to have a ton of Nebraska either commits or kids in Nebraska's trying to get in the boat on TV this weekend, aren't they?
Yeah, it's going to be pretty interesting. Excuse me. I put up a post on HaleVarsity.com earlier kind of outlining some of that, and there are a lot of guys that Nebraska either has really high interest in or a commit in the case of Buki Radley-Hiles down at IMG. I'm sure there'll be a lot of Husker fans tuning into that IMG game. It's the late game on Saturday, I believe. So Nebraska will be, you know, kind of checking that one out. But, yeah, there are a lot of guys. And I kind of like what ESPN is doing here and trying to highlight some of these high school games and kind of their Geico high school football kickoff, because there's not a lot of college football going on yet. Yeah, there's a couple of games this weekend, but there'll be more games, it feels like, of high school that are shown on ESPN this weekend. Then there will be college games.
No, absolutely. Greg, a couple of thoughts before we say goodbye here on practice. And what's the word? What's the buzz? How's the energy been this week? It's typically you're just winding down, getting ready for a game. Well, no, that's next week. How's it been? How have the guys been, at least health-wise? And any movement-wise on, hey, the defense is getting better. As far as this transition, any word? Hey, the O-line and the running game looks okay. What's been kind of the theme this week?
You know, I'll start at the end there, which you said the word about the defense, at least this week, has just been, it feels like everyone's comfortable. Like, I always get a little nervous when you hear so many people say on the team, whether it's Lamar Jackson, the Davis twins, you've heard Freedom say this before, about the team picking the defense up quicker and easier than expected, considering last, or 2 years ago, we heard about how the Banker defense was a lot more simple and it would allow things to flow smoothly from guys like Nate Gary. And we saw how that went in year
one. It was simple for the offense.
Right, right. And so I think the key here, though, is that digging into it a little bit, it feels like the reason that they're picking it up quicker is because of Bob Diaco's teaching style, because of the way that they watch film as a group, the way that he stays on top of them to make sure that they're sweating the details all the time. I think that, in the long run, will really actually help you to see a better transition. But it feels like the team is pretty loose. But it also feels that they're confident, and it also feels like this feels like game week. Like, it doesn't feel like, you know, we still got another week to go, because they've shut this thing down pretty good. And that's okay. Like, when you get this close to the game, You know, you make sure nobody can really see anything, you know, not too many leaks coming out. It's been pretty interesting that way, but I think this team will be ready to rock when Arkansas State comes to town.
What do you think running back wise, have you heard anything different? Has Azigbo been getting more touches? Has he kind of created a bit of a gap, or is it still tight? What are you hearing about the running back situation, or does it matter? It's just committee. They've decided it's going to be committee. They just haven't told anybody yet.
Now, because I'm going to say this, this means that Mike Riley's going to tell us differently in a couple of minutes here, but I think that we're still going to end up with a committee. I don't think anyone's really separated themselves yet, and it feels like they wanted to give it to Trey Bryant, but maybe through no fault of his own, that got slowed a little bit because of his knee injury and him missing a little bit of time. Obviously, that helped some of those other backs get a little bit more of a look, but I don't necessarily think that that helped anybody to separate themselves. So I think you end up going into the season with a committee, and then if somebody gets hot, then that guy gets to tote the rock a little bit more. But I think we'll end up with a committee ultimately when we start the season.
Okay, last thought. Greg Smith with us, HaleVarsity.com and magazine at Greg Smith. The CBS Sports has Big Ten experts, overrated, underrated, and they made their predictions. That was a couple of days ago. The most overrated team in the Big Ten is who?
Penn State. That's tough because the Penn State was my first thought until I took a second. Wisconsin. It has to be Wisconsin. Sorry. Penn State is up there for me, and I am not one, and I'm one of the few, it feels like, that is not as high on Penn State. I'm extremely high on Saquon Barkley. I think he's awesome. I'm not necessarily sold on Trace McSorley, and I'm not sure what the rush was to sign James Franklin to a $5.8 million a season contract, considering he had one good year. But I will go Wisconsin on this. Considering they're in the top 10, and Alex Hornibrook is still their quarterback. They lost Jack Fitchie for the season. They have a new defensive coordinator. The run game, I don't think, will be as effective as it has been in the past, even though it feels like it's always plug and play. They don't have the same type of dynamic running back that they normally have. I'll go with Wisconsin, which sets up nicely for Nebraska if that prediction is true.
Read Greg Smith. Follow Greg Smith at Greg Smith HV on Twitter. He'll have a practice report. He'll get you fired up on recruiting. And Greg, is you going to be down Beatrice Friday to start off the football season?
Yes, I will. I'll be down in Beatrice tomorrow night to see Cameron Jurgens. We'll probably have something up with him Saturday, kind of talk to him post-game and the coach as well. Really looking forward to seeing the best player in the state of Nebraska tomorrow.
Awesome, man. Thanks for your time. Awesome work as always, Greg. Take care, bud. We'll talk soon.
Hey, thanks a lot, man. Appreciate it. And Fox did need to change that ad that they had.
Thank you. Was I just losing my mind appropriately or what to start the show? I mean, just try harder, for God's sake.
Yeah, it can be. Yeah, we can do something other than a cornfield for Nebraska. I think that was filmed in California. It wasn't even filmed here.
How about Stamper from old House of Cards doing the old voiceover?
Okay, that's solid, though.
That was good.
That was the best thing about it. Let's leave the cornfield alone.
No, I hear you. We'll talk soon, Greg. Thanks, buddy. Appreciate it.
Hey, thanks, man.
There he is. See? What's right is right. We'll have more thoughts from Colton, our producer, who will walk on and try and make the team Saturday.
And we're back.
Fellas, you think we could listen to the radio?
On Hail Varsity Radio, presented by the Nebraska Lottery.
Yes! That's awesome!
Back with you, Hail Varsity Radio, Hail Varsity Magazine, HailVarsity.com. More thoughts from Colton, our producer, as he tries to be a walk-on. No doubt he'll need a hot tub after Saturday. It is State Fair time. Deb the Spa Lady will be at the State Fair. Home Innovation Spas will have all the selection you want. Deb, congrats, another year at the fair. Where can folks come see you?
They can come see us in both the exhibition hall, which is air-conditioned, but I guess with this beautiful weather, it doesn't matter now. And then we also are out in the marketplace. So we're indoors, outdoors. You can't miss us. We are quite a presence at the fair. This is our 27th year, and we are a fair sponsor. So you can't miss us. All you got to do is come out, ask where's Home Innovations. somebody will direct you to us.
Home Innovation Spas, and of course in Lincoln, 20th and Highway 2. And wherever you're coming from to see the State Fair, see Deb, see their selection. And Deb, tell them to see the sales. You got everything, don't you?
We really do. We've got anything from a little two-person spa up to the big swim spas. And that's something you really want to come out and see in person. We'll have a 15-foot swim spa up and running so that you can get a real feel for what that is all about and what a great exercise that is to enjoy year-round.
And Deb, you've been doing the spa for the 25 years and counting for Home Innovation Spas. You've also been to the fair for as long. And folks probably just continually are blown away. And it's not just the folks that come see you that bought that first spa from you, but maybe their kids now have bought a spa from you. Maybe their friends have finally pulled the trigger too, correct?
That is the truth, yes. They will. We get lots and lots of referrals and people that buy from us a second time after so many years. So, yes, once we meet you, it's fun because we stay friends for a long, long time.
Well, you're friendly. Deb the Spa Lady, 20th and Highway 2 at the State Fair, Home Innovation Spas. Go see Deb. A couple of locations this year at the State Fair. So go see Deb and Home Innovation Spas, Deb the Spa Lady. Deb, enjoy those fair treats and say hi to the Nebraskans for us. All the Nebraskans that come see you.
I will, and I'll talk to you next Thursday.
That'll be great, Deb. Thanks so much.
Okay. Bye-bye.
There she is. See, the phone's ringing off the hook. We're going to talk fair, state fair pricing and sales. And Colton is taking notes down. Note to self, save up for spa, go see Deb. We'll need hot tub after tryout Saturday, right? Back to Colton, our own walk-on here. As he's trying to make the team as a walk-on. Brian Miller North. So we've had recruiting and practice thoughts. We've had Gary Barnett. And now we're back to you, the athlete. The guy who...
Potential athlete.
No, you're a good athlete. You've played all the sports. You went to a pretty metro-powered high school for athletics. You made teams. You just got hurt. You've been through one tryout. Let's set our timers here so we don't just blow through a break here. 5 minutes. You've experienced this, so how do you attack it the second time? And I'm dragging this out of you, by the way. This isn't Colton saying, give me 15 minutes here. No, I'm super enthralled with this, that the guy I've known for a while, you're trying for the football team. So what's the attack now as you try and be a wideout?
I think the attack and what I've noticed and what I've picked up from what I've seen from other people is they look for footwork, they look for your ability to run routes and obviously catching every ball that you possibly can, but I think they more so look at the technique. And you know, you can, once you have a real quarterback throwing you the ball or someone that, you know, does it 150 times in practice, you're going to get a better ball from someone. So switching from tight end to receiver, I've like I told you earlier, I've lost some weight, and that's kind of why I've gone with the flip. I think I am in better shape and condition, so I'm hoping that some of those numbers improve. But I think the attack for this is just, you know, go out, have fun, ball out. Put it all out on the field, and if it works, it works. If it doesn't, I go back to
you to see me.
I'm back here Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday mornings.
So from a weight lifting and perspective that way, what have you done? I mean, how have you gone about that on your own? Because you've been doing it. Because, I mean, last time I saw you, you were, I think, a freshman or sophomore when you interned. And now you've always been tall, but now you're just a big dude. You're thick. You've put on muscle. And what type of input did you get as far as your own like weight training to beef up for this opportunity?
So probably when you saw me was pre wanting to try out for the football team weight, which was probably one.
I just thought you found Budweiser.
Right.
Be honest with you.
That was probably about 190, 195. And at the turn of that year, of my freshman year, I kind of made the distinction that I wanted to give this a shot. I was nowhere near in shape that spring, but that's where I started. So my spring of freshman year, I went from like 195 to 220 by the end of the summer. back down to 202, 200. And then when I knew tryouts were coming up in March, I decided, well, I'm going to up the calories. I'm going to be in the gym 5 to 6 times a week, up the supplements, up, you know, just more protein, just get as much as I can in. And I think I actually overshot my weight a little bit, hitting 230. But I was going for a bigger build to see what I could do. Not all of it came out to be good weight, but.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, man, that's so awesome. Thanks for telling your story today. I'm proud of you, and I'm excited for you, and I hope it works out.
Well, I appreciate it.
That's awesome. Let me tell you about some folks who love Nebraska football, and we'll give you that walk through Husker history you want. I'm talking about Vintage Red Sports Gallery. JC and the gang down there, you've been down to the Haymarket. Maybe you've been by Oklahoma Joe's. Right next door to Oklahoma Joe's is Vintage Red Sports Gallery. I mean, it is the mother of all Husker museums. From the early teens to Tom Osborne headset, signed by T.O. I mean, it has the official, for real, jersey, equipment, gear from the players you watched so many times at Memorial Stadium. And encouraging you this football season to go see JC and your friends at Vintage Red Sports Gallery. And they've got memorabilia for that Husker Den or Husker Room. Mike Rozier, Coach Osborne, Bob Devaney, Touchdown Tommy Frazier, Lawrence Phillips, Scott Frost, Bobby Reynolds, just to name a few. Game-used jerseys, helmets, awards, and an incredible collection of Nebraska athletics all over the place. They're open Tuesday through Saturdays, 11 to 7. Admission's only $5. It's a museum. Admission only $5, with a portion of that $5 going to donated to teammates. Mentoring program with Coach Osborne. Special event coming up next Friday from 5 to 7. Autographs from former Huskers. Huskers, you know. You'll want to check out their website to log on and find out more about that. But every home football Fridays, they'll have autographs from former Husker and former pro Huskers. So that's something to think about, too. If you're in town or you're coming to town for Nebraska football weekends, Vintage Red Sports Gallery. That walk through Husker history you want to take next to Oklahoma Joe's. Be there, see their selection, and enjoy the fantastic memories with Vintage Red Sports Gallery. Quick timeout. We will say goodbye on a Thursday. Hail Varsity continues, presented by the Nebraska Lottery.
In school sports are more likely to enjoy greater levels of achievement in their academic lives. At the same time, playing sports helps teach lessons not covered in the classroom. Lessons like tolerance, respect for the rules, and the importance of supporting your community. High school sports, a winning part of a complete education. This message presented by the Nebraska School Activities Association and the Nebraska State Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Chime in 402-466-ESPN or email the show, Chris at HaleVarsity.com.
Just try me. Try me.
Back to Hale Varsity Radio.
One final time on a Thursday, it's Hale Varsity Radio. Hail Varsity Magazine, HaleVarsity.com, presented by the Nebraska Lottery. Good show today. If you missed it, get to the podcast. And I know you love playlists, but try the podcast on HaleVarsity.com. Easy to find and take with us. Also, the ESPN Lincoln app is real easy to get the podcast. And iTunes, it's free to download. Colton Stone, Chris Schmidt, thanks for your time. Colton learned today that he's trying out for the football team as a walk-on. That is awesome. Johnny Rogers, a non-walk-on and Heisman winner, was with us in hour one, and that was great to talk with him. He'll be throwing out the first pitch with Coach Osborne, Mike Rozier, and Eric Crouch for Legends Night at Haymarket Park with the Salt Dogs. And you'll want to get tickets to that, saltdogs.com/legends. Get that done. Gary Barnett also with us. Greg Smith will have a practice report for you, but also give us a recruiting update. Deb the Spot Lady going to be at the fair as things get cranked up tomorrow. 466-3776, 466-3776, 1-800-825-5865. It's number to dial. It is that time. We've been meaning to do this. The gift card to the Lincoln Racecourse up for grabs right now.
You talking about the horse that runs up and down the field every day?
Oh, yes. I've had my eye on that wonderful beast for decades.
I didn't really picture you as a guy who played the ponies.
Well, you can play the ponies, live horse racing, Lincoln Race Course, 2 days of it, and want to be there the 8th and the 15th of September, 6 and 7 p.m. post times, and the second annual annual mascot foot race going to be going on both days. So gifts that you can get, food and drink specials, instant winners, music, fan favorites, and of course racing, and give you a $25 gift card. Caller 5 right now to the Lincoln Race Course. LincolnRacing.com is where you can log on for details. But caller 5 gets that $25 gift card. Caller 5, 466-3776, 466-3776, 800-825-5865. And caller 5 gets that $25 gift card to the Lincoln Race Course. Caller 6, 5-pack Salt Dog tickets, 4-pack. Let's say a 4. 4 for Sunday. Four for Sunday, four VIP seats to Haymarket to go see the old Salt Dogs. Caller 6. So caller 5, caller 6. It's the last part of the bribery we give you here on Thursday. 466-3776, 466-3776, 800-825-5865. Who's coming on the show tomorrow? Let's tell you. We will run down a member of Hail Varsity, likely Derek Peterson. Yeah, I don't know this yet, so we're just kind of calling him out. We may run him down. Lars Anderson, Bleacher Report, did a heart-wrenching story about the death of a high school football player. Lars is as good as it gets when it comes to writing and storytelling. Lars Anderson will be with us tomorrow of Bleacher Report. We may have, I'm crossing my fingers, and I'm probably going to jinx this, we may have a national championship-winning head football coach that is supposed to throw out a first pitch or a simultaneous first pitch on Saturday. Hoping that happens. If it doesn't happen, I get it too. He's a busy guy. But that's what we're working on. Bill Dolman, the pride of Fairbury. We will commandeer him from rugby coverage with NBC Sports. Colton, you're awesome. God love you. With his walk-on tryouts, Chris Schmidt back to you tomorrow at 4 on Hail Varsity. Thanks.